you know, we've been more than 95% for a few years, actually, since the property tax cap came into play. But this is a record, 98.6 or 98.7% overall. If you went at or below your cap, you're almost guaranteed. I think there were only two districts statewide that were unable to pass their budgets, even though they only needed a simple majority. If you want to go pierce the cap, and there were 18 school districts that attempted to put forward budgets that were beyond their property tax cap, they needed a supermajority. They needed 60% of the voters to pass that, and only 61% of them passed it, but they'll have a second opportunity.
And some of these budgets, in fact, I guess many of them actually had restorations from previous cutbacks, more art positions, restoration of music programs, and despite the added or restored programs, still these budgets passed.
They did. Well, you know, the average tax levy increase statewide was 1.6%. That's the lowest it's been in 10 years. Now, I attribute that to, give credit where credit's due, to the legislature and the governor that passed a budget, a state budget, that offered $1.3 billion in additional state aid spread across the state. And that, coupled with uses of some reserves and some other efficiencies that school districts have put in play, has allowed us to come forward with some very, very reasonable budget proposals.
And since the tax cap was enacted 3 years ago, although these voter turnout for these elections, school elections, are never really big, they've even dropped even further. It's now really very low.
Yeah, it's disappointing, not unexpected. When you are coming in at that 1.6% level, you are not going to draw big numbers. I think it was, I don't have the final count, but it's going to be somewhere between 10 and 15% voter turnout. The highest it's ever been that I can recollect was only about 17 or 18%, but it is dropping to some extent. The disappointing fact from our end is the fact that we also have school board elections on that same ballot. And, Brian, the number of things that are happening on board tables right now, the complexity, the things that have significant costs associated with them, reform issues that are associated with them, really mean you got to have the best and the brightest at those board tables. I think we do, but I would like to see some acknowledgement from voters that they recognize that.
In the next few weeks, the legislative session will be coming to an end in about a month or so. What are some of the major issues you'll be watching and hoping for action before lawmakers call it a year?
We have a couple things going on. One is, of course, that's kind of the issue du jour is APPR, or the Annual Professional Performance Review, the teacher and principal evaluations. We've been talking about this for years. It's been back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and we're back to a point where it was a requirement that there be a new system put in place. The Board of Regents and the State Education Department have to come up with a new plan by June 30th. Then those plans have to be negotiated back at the local level, and if you don't have that done by a date certain, you're going to perhaps jeopardize your state aid increases. This is Groundhog Day. We've been down this before. It didn't work well the first time. I don't know why we're doing it again, but we are. Our hope is that maybe we can find a way where we could delay the amount of time that we need to redo this APPR so we can get it done right this time, de-link it from the state aid increases. And then there's some very technical specific issues around things like independent observers and the duration and number of observations of teachers and things like that that need to be discussed before we're ready to, I think, have a APPR that is purposeful and fair and not just a political statement.
Governor Cuomo did not get his charter school cap issue passed in the budget. Where does that stand right now?
Well, there's an attempt to have that that cap removed or raised. This is primarily a New York City issue. New York City is the place where had the most charter schools. They're coming closest to their cap. The State University of New York, which is one of the chartering authorizers, are close to the amount they have available to them to authorize. So there's pressure to change, remove, or raise the cap. But our concern about that is that means more state funds going to charter schools in New York City, my guess is, at the expense of more funds going to traditional public education, particularly outside of the city.
Governor Cuomo was joined by Cardinal Dolan recently, calling for the governor's plan for a tax credit for people who donate money to private schools, and there's also something in there for public school teachers, a tax credit for public school teachers who buy their own supplies. Where does the Board Association stand on this?
Well, we're opposed to that. We believe that the lion's share of that credit will go towards people who are already people of means, who are in all likelihood sending their children to private schools and parochial schools, or in some way supporting those private and parochial schools, their alumni associations, or things like that, foundations. We believe that public funds should be used for public education. If those people want to support private education, send their children to private schools, more power to them, but they should pay for that.